we make sure that by the 1st of November, regardless of the temperatures, that we are completely ready for the big first snowfall with our equipment and our salt supplies and all of that. We want to make sure. We know how unpredictable Missouri weather can be, so we make sure we're always ready.
Well, that means if you're going to be ready by the 1st of November, you have to start preparing to get ready well in advance of that. When do you actually start looking at all of the trucks and graders and the scoops and snow and salt supplies and things like that so that you don't reach November the 1st and say, oops, we've got to be ready right now?
Well, you know, it's pretty much probably a year-long process. We get done with last winter, and then we try to figure out how much we used and how many hours we worked, and we go through all that process. And you know, it's just like anything else. Then you probably we start to kind of look at everything again and judge how much we're going to need and make sure we start to get everything ordered so that we'll be ready in time. So you're right. It is a it takes quite a while to get ready, and we certainly have to prepare well in advance of November 1st as it is.
Your employees know that they're going to be working a lot of overtime hours between now and, say, April 1st, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's part of the job. MoDOT has to be out there no matter what time of day it is, 24 hours a day, no matter if it's Sunday or, you know, we've had folks out there on Christmas many times. Snow doesn't discriminate, unfortunately, so snow or ice. So we have to make sure we're ready and we're out there pretty much any time of day or night.
I know that in the past few years, the department has been experimenting with various other kinds of snow melt liquids that they put on the road other than salt. Do you know if the department is going to be increasing the amount of that kind of material it uses instead of salt this year?
Well, you're probably, a lot of the liquids we use are like a salt brine, which is still kind of a mixture of salt and water or whatever. And a lot of that will depend on the area of the state, you know, because Missouri is very diverse in, as you know, temperatures and all of that. So different areas, different things work well, because some of those liquid products really only work at certain temperatures. They work best, you know, and salt works better at other temperatures. So, yeah, it kind of depends on what area of the state we're talking about. But I can tell you that I know annually we spend about $41 million to clear snow and ice every year. We have about 3,000 employees who work on that. And, for instance, last year I know that included more than 465,000 hours. And we have 1,650 snow removal vehicles that we use for these purposes.
What kind of guidelines does the department have that says, okay, under these circumstances, we start calling our people saying, head for the trucks and get out on the roads? What does it take to trigger that?
Well, we have weather. Of course, we keep track of the weather as we know it's coming. And, you know, when a weather system is going to move in, we prepare our folks and we let them know. They have different calling groups that they employ, and we know that, for instance, we might send some folks home and say, yeah, we already know that there's a weather front moving in and you guys are going to have to come in later tonight. So we do a lot of that. But, you know, our biggest concern always is just making sure we have our folks out there when we know that the weather is going to start getting bad. And sometimes that means we send them out and we pre-treat the roads. We do that a lot. But then, of course, during storms, we make sure that we have all of our available equipment and employees out there clearing the roads as quickly as possible.
Do you have them come in and just kind of wait for the weather to get bad enough to hit the road so that, you know, they're already at the sheds ready to go when somebody says, okay, it's deep enough or bad enough, we go out now?
Well, you know, Bob, a lot of times, again, they try to stay in front of it. They don't want it to start building up on the roads, you know what I mean? They get out there and they go ahead and spread spread the salt to combat the ice, or they spread the salt brine so that, I mean, that's the last thing we want, is for the snow and ice to accumulate on the roads. So we try to make sure that doesn't happen. And if we have the notice, then we send our folks out there to make sure that the roads are treated, and then, of course, as the weather comes down, then we keep our folks out there to just keep clearing it off as it hits the road. So that's the best way to do it, just to keep it as clear and safe as possible.